are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. A busy one this morning in the studio. First up, joining me, Shane Cramey. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot going on. First, you want to talk about some horse racing meetings.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the horse racing meetings. But yeah, there's, as we were visiting about before, there is a lot going on in Fort Pierre this weekend. The Moose Club's going to have a craft and vendor fair, as long as Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center, their Cowboy Christmas craft and vendor fair as well. The Expo Center is going to have the first annual Central South Dakota Ice Classic, which is hosted by this Central South Dakota Figure Skating Club.
Right.
And that should be some great action, and a lot of people there for that. There's no admission for it as well. So, yeah, just a lot of happening. The Pat Duffy Community Center Holiday Tour of Homes will be happening on Saturday as well.
That's right.
And we will be next door with the South Dakota Horsemen's Association meetings beginning at 1 o'clock. So just a lot going on around town.
There really is. It's the place to be this weekend for sure.
Sure. And as I drove over here, I seen all the Christmas decorations all lit up as I drove through, and a lot of holiday spirit throughout the community, it looks like.
Yeah, gotta love that. So tell us a little bit about the meetings that you've got.
Well, the South Dakota Horsemen's Association, which is the racing association, and it's comprised of the South Dakota Quarter Horse Racing Association and the South Dakota Thoroughbred Association, and combined they comprise the South Dakota Horsemen's Association. So these meetings will begin at 1 o'clock with the Thoroughbred Association, then it will be a rolling schedule on to the South Dakota Quarter Horse Racing Association, and then we'll wrap up the meeting as well with the South Dakota Horsemen's Association. So if anybody wants to attend, the most important one will be the Horsemen's Association meeting about 3:30, I think we'll get started. And we'll discuss issues that face South Dakota horse racing, and there's plenty of them, and we will try to find some solutions to these challenges that face us. And say this is a time-honored industry within South Dakota. Been horse racing for over 100 years.
Right. Yeah, very important meeting, like you said, a chance for you to kind of go through these topics, come up with some ideas, and be able to keep things rolling.
Absolutely. And I'll provide a little review of Fort Pierre horse racing, which was ran on October 1st and 2nd this year. Had great weather, great crowds, everything turned out great, and hopefully Mother Nature will continue to repeat that process.
Yeah, well,
we plan on racing in October again in 2023 as well.
So keep our fingers crossed. The last couple of years have been pretty decent, so we want to keep that tradition going too.
Absolutely, and we're going to have a silent auction, and all those proceeds go to help the South Dakota Horsemen's Association try to locate these solutions to their challenges. And KC Hughes and the Wayward Travelers are going to begin about 7 o'clock. Everything's open to the public, so come on over. There will be a cash bar and a silent auction, and hopefully we'll have some good times. We'll have a little food and refreshments and dancing and have a good time.
That sounds great. Yeah, bumped into him at the Christmas tree lighting. So
yeah, he's around town, isn't he?
He's always around keeping busy, so that should be a good time.
And, absolutely.
If anybody has questions, I'm sure they can reach out and find out the information they need, right?
They can give me a phone call at 605-280-0213, and I'll be happy to answer any questions they have.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for stopping in, Shane. Always good to have you here.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Absolutely. Also joining us, we have from the Pier Chamber, Clarissa Drafts. Good morning, Clarissa.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am doing good. It's been a pretty decent week, and boy, we're going to hit 50s today. I'm going to love
that. I heard
that. I'm so excited, but we can't get too excited because back into the 30s tomorrow. You know how it is here in South Dakota.
Our lovely weather.
But, you want to talk about something very new and something very fun to look forward to.
Yes. Well, yes. Well, the last couple of days have kind of been about the fishing tournament that's right. Going to be going on in April. So everybody seems to be very excited, which is very, very good to hear.
It's going to be great. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's going to be down here on Lake Sharp. It's called Lake Sharp Showdown. It's April 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's a two-day tournament. We're having the rules meeting down at River City Transit, so that's something new. It's exciting. They're also going to be doing a big bus wrap for us, so they're working on that right now. So definitely keep your eye on that little piece.
So yeah, circle the dates, all you fishermen and fisherwomen out there. That should be a good time.
Yeah. Something else we have coming up this month, though, is Meet Santa, which is going to be out at East Pier Landscape. That's December 11th. 11th. There's going to be live reindeer.
Ooh.
I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
Personally.
That's going to be fun.
Yep. So we have that out there. There's going to be hot cocoa. That's going to be provided by Lee Real Estate. We have some cookies and some other good things. And then our annual celebration for the chamber is December 15th. And there's definitely tickets and individual tickets as well as tables available for that still. We have Six Appeal that is coming. It's an a cappella group out of Minnesota. We're pretty excited about them. Yeah. So some fun things going on.
Yeah, some really good things. And if folks want to kind of keep up with what you're doing throughout the holidays and beyond, what's a good way to keep up with the Pier Chamber?
Definitely hit up our event calendar on our website, which is pier.org, as well as our Facebook page. We've been doing a pretty good job of trying to keep that updated and going throughout the day. So
very nice. Sometimes, yeah, it kind of can get away from you. Oh, yeah, I've got to go do that.
Yep. It's a constant, did you make sure to do that? Did you make sure to do that? So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, some good stuff. Look forward to the fishing tournament, all the holiday festivities. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. No, there's one other thing that we're starting to do. It's called Chamber Connect. And I think today that posts too. So check that out. You'll hear a little bit more about that. But it's kind of getting businesses in the community a little bit of a voice and telling them about their business or whatever they want to share.
Excellent. So something else exciting to look forward to. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Well, thank you for stopping in, Clarissa.
Thank you.
Appreciate having you here. And we'll be chatting with Fort Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen right after this.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
And back with people in your neighborhood here on your Thursday morning, Fort Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen joining me. And as we heard from Shane, there is a lot going on, especially this weekend.
My goodness, yes. I didn't realize until I put them all together. And so I'm glad Shane mentioned them. We were talking about the decorations on Triangle Park.
Yes.
That Shane Cramie and Callie Iverson volunteered to decorate that. And they came up with this creative idea of a racing horse with a Santa jockey.
I love that.
I do too. I think it's so cool. Fort Pier. Yeah.
Very much
Yeah. I'm going to encourage them to add a horse every year. You know, that horses are Fort Pier's history and tradition.
Right.
From, you know, the ranching and the rodeos and all of those things. But it would be so much fun. Add a roping horse and add a cutting horse and add a barrel racing horse, and
that
would just be so
idea.
Much fun. Yeah,
it really would.
Yeah, the buffaloes are getting a little tired. We need to give them some new life anyway.
Time to give them a little break and a refresh over the holidays.
Yeah, right. Replace them with some horses. I think that would be a lot of fun.
There you go. And the tour of homes is going on.
The tour of homes is this weekend, and I know that you can go on the Facebook for the Pat Duffy Community Center and get your tickets. And they're $15 and 15 beautiful homes in Fort Pier and Pier. It'll be a great tour. And of course, it's such a good cause. The community center is definitely the center of our community. And there are events going on there all the time.
That's
one, the tour of homes. And that is always a thing that kicks off our holiday season. And along with that, at the Casey Tibbs Center, there is a Cowboy Christmas vendor event.
That's
both Saturday and Sunday. And I'm not going to miss that. Willie Cowan's book is out, and he'll be there to sign his books. And so if you know Willie, you know that book is just chock full of great stories.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be great. So
it is.
You can work on the Christmas shopping list.
I know that we'll be able to find some good Christmas gifts there. And then the other thing is the figure skating event at the arena at right. at the Expo Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a fun time to go out and see our young talent and support them.
Yeah, they've been working hard all year long.
They
this
have.
Is a chance to show off.
It's always fun to see.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And boy, what a great Christmas tree lighting and cowboy Christmas event. The weather was perfect, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh my gosh. Did you arrange that weather? That
I pulled some strings.
Okay. We'll just keep that in mind. But yeah, that's the best turnout I've ever seen in my 10 years of being involved with that. And Santa was wonderful.
Yes.
best singing Santa we've ever had, I think.
He'd been practicing, I think.
I think that he might know how to sing and might know something about music. But yeah, he did a great job. And so many kids, so many families, it was really wonderful. Thank you for bringing the Dakota Cruiser out. I didn't realize this because I must have been inside at the time, but one of the teams of horses got a little bit spooked and went a little bit faster than usual.
Yes.
But it all got under control and no harm done.
Yes, thankfully. I saw that. I was a little worried for a minute there, but he was able to, rein them on in and calm them down. But, the teams were great, and they were just full every time they went by.
They were, and a lot due to the wonderful weather. But really have to thank those people who go to a lot of trouble to get those teams and wagons into town.
Right.
We decided that next year we'd better do a street closure.
Yes, I think that's a very good idea.
As you're standing there in the middle of the intersection, you think there's nothing to stop traffic from coming down this street. So,
right.
So we've never thought of doing that before for some reason. So we'll get that done next year.
Absolutely. It was a great time. Well, thank you always for coming by.
You're so welcome.
And enjoy the week ahead. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank
All
you,
right.
Dave.
Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning, wrapping up the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. We're going to check out your forecast right after this.